Thank you for joining AJPGI and Liver Physiology for our newest podcast series, Got Guts? The Micro Version, where authors address four key points of their paper. Hi, I'm Jamie Jones, the producer of these podcasts, and I hope you enjoy this new series.
Hi, my name is Madeline Di Natale. I'm a postdoctoral researcher with the Digestive Physiology and Nutrition Laboratory in the Anatomy and Physiology Department at the University of Melbourne, Australia. I recently completed my PhD in December of 2023, and I'm the first author of the paper that will be discussed today. This paper is titled Characterization of Neuromuscular Transmission and Projections of Muscle Motor Neurons in the Rat Stomach. This publication provides a new level of detail on how the intrinsic neurons control the different regions of the rat stomach. But first, I would like to thank the co-authors of this publication, Ms. Billy Huhn, Dr. Martin Stebbing, Ms. Xiaokai Wang, Associate Professor Songming Lu, and Professor John Finesse. The Digestive Physiology and Nutrition Lab is led by Professor Finesse, who is best known for his work in unraveling the intrinsic circuits of the digestive tract, for the chemical coding hypothesis, and for the discovery and identification of sensory neurons intrinsic to the digestive tract. In general, the lab studies the role of gut hormones and enteric nerves, the mechanisms by which inflammation in the gut is controlled by nerves, ways of protecting the gut lining, and the sensory and motor innervation of the stomach. The stomach is the first reservoir of the gastrointestinal tract. It has been referred to as the portal to the digestive system, as it is the center which assesses and processes content before it is passed to the small intestine, where majority of the nutrient absorption occurs. Disruptions in the normal motility patterns of the stomach can lead to functional disorders, and these are classified as disorders of gut-brain interaction. It has been shown that approximately 40% of the world's population are impacted by functional gastrointestinal disorders, and approximately 10% of this population have functional disorders that specifically impact the stomach. These include conditions like gastroparesis and functional dyspepsia, which can cause symptoms such as severe abdominal pain, early satiety, nausea and vomiting, which can significantly impact one's quality of life. Current treatments for these conditions are largely ineffective, and recently neuromodulation has been seen as a promising alternative therapy. This publication is part of a larger initiative that is contributing to the development of a computer simulation model, which aims to realistically replicate the mechanisms and motility patterns of the stomach. This initiative brings together collaborators from Michigan University, Auckland University, and us at the University of Melbourne, and it is entitled The Virtual Stomach. This publication brings together data that was collected over 3 years of my PhD. The methods utilized include intracellular electrophysiological recordings of individual smooth muscle cells, microlesion surgeries, and quantitative immunohistochemistry. In combination, these methods show that excitatory and inhibitory nerves that reside within the stomach's enteric nervous system have an influence that extends around the gastric circumference, continuously across the greater curvature. Both the electrophysiology and microlesion surgeries confirmed this dominant circumferential projection. The electrophysiological data also demonstrates that these neuronal influences summate, which allow for finely graded control of muscle tension and length, indicating that there are multiple neuronal inputs to any single smooth muscle cell. As increasing the stimulus voltage recruits additional inputs, recruiting axons with different thresholds, which increases the junction potential amplitude recorded from the smooth muscle cell. This publication also demonstrates the quantitative and qualitative differences of junction potentials across the three stomach regions. Intrinsic inhibitory neurons evoked a hyperpolarizing event across all three regions of the stomach that declined with increased distance from the stimulation site. However, excitatory neurons produced a depolarizing event in the fundus, intermittent and smaller depolarizations in the corpus, while depolarization events were not recorded in the antrum under the same conditions. From this publication, we now have a greater understanding of the fine nerve control of gastric function, both around the gastric circumference and across gastric regions. We will now incorporate this data into the computer simulation model with our collaborators. Further directions would look to develop a better understanding of how these intrinsic neuronal influences are potentially disrupted or altered in disease states, and how the interstitial cells contribute to these circuits. Thank you for listening. And if this piques your interest, please be sure to locate the paper and reach out to either myself or Professor John Furness, and we would be happy to discuss this further.
Thank you for listening to our micro podcast series. To listen to our latest episodes, please visit AJPGI and Liver Physiology's homepage.